counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation.
Hey, it's Alex from Mets.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from the Ketamine.
Hey, this is John from Diamond Ring.
Hello, this is James McToo from Yolo Tango.
Hi, I'm Shotgun Jimmy.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon. You're listening to Earshot 20.
This is Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Hey everybody, how's it going? It's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edman, joined by Brian Cleveland in studio. We are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation, as we do every week. And this comes from earshot-online.com. These charts are for the week ending March 19th, 2013. Brian's going to tell you what you find if you go to that website.
34 stations submitting in their region their top 30 albums for the week, which becomes the national top 50 for Earshot, which is the National Campus and Community Radio Report. You can also find specialty charts, which include electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues, both regionally and nationally. And that also includes monthly charts, yearly countdowns, and some fine features, including interviews, reviews, and loads more.
If you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/earshot20. And we are on Twitter, our handle, @earshot20. All find ways to get in contact with us and all ways that a band, an emerging Canadian band or artist, can get in contact with us for some exposure on this show. And to talk about this show, we have a really big show lined up for you today. Over the next couple hours, we have an interview with the band Soons, which I found out is pronounced Soons. We thought it was Suns.
It's groundbreaking information to me.
I bet you it's groundbreaking to the rest of the nation. So it's Soons, and I'm not going to tell you where their position is on the charts, but we do have a new number one though. Yeah, you'll probably be pleasantly surprised. And we also have an interview with Jim Kilpatrick, aka Shotgun Jimmy. We're going to be talking to him later on in the program as well. It's going to be a great show. Lots lined up for you, and we're going to get it kicked off now and give you. We'll start off with number 20.
All right, at number 20 this week, the second week on the charts, all the way up from number 43, is the new record from The Men called New Moon, and you're going to hear a track called Open the Door. Following that, Breakers by Local Natives, re-entering the program at number 19 up from 22, and their album Hummingbird. And closing the set will be Frightened Rabbit, also back at number 18 up from 28, and off of the album Pedestrian Verse, you'll hear a track called The Woodpile.
Stay tuned, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
Singing.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Find me now. No spark on a dampened floor. A snap limb in an unlit fire. Would you come and break down this door? I'm trapped in an abandoned building. Come find me now, we're a hide and we'll speak in our secret tongues. Will you come back to my corner? Spent too long alone tonight. Would you come and brighten my corner? With torch to pile.
Shot 20.
And that was number 18, rounding out the set all the way up from 28 this week, Frightened Rabbit, and with a song off of the album Pedestrian Verse called The Woodpile. Before that, you heard Breakers by Local Natives. At number 19, up from 22, is their album Hummingbird. And starting us off at number 20, up from 43, is The Men. And from New Moon, you heard Open the Door.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon. That's Brian Cleveland. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We're going to keep things moving, and coming up very soon, we'll get a bit of the interview that I did with Joe from Soons, which I want people to go online and look at how it's spelt. And then tell me, how would you say it?
You can just tell them how it's spelled.
It's S-U... That's true. S-U...
Listen, I don't got time for this. Yeah. You just figure it out on your own.
Ain't no one got time for that. S-U-U-N-S. And he assured me it was Soons. He said...
That happens to me all the time. There are bands that I'll like for a while, and then eventually I realize, like, oh, I've been pronouncing that wrong.
I was very proud of myself, too, in the interview when I said the name of the album, and I said it properly. And I felt like he was impressed with that. He was impressed with the fact that I was able to...
Can you repeat it to us now?
I believe it was Image du Futur.
That's pretty good. Oh, okay. I'm pretty impressed. I've heard some bad ones recently, actually. Well,
because I was like, you know, it's could be... People could say Images du Futur, but that's not right. I don't think.
I think Tom said French. Images du Futur. Not a lot of French in his family.
A little bit of an Italian twist. It sounds. All right, we'll move on. And coming up, you'll get the first part of that interview with Joe. But first, a couple more on the charts.
Debuting at number 17 is the debut album for Tom York's non-Radiohead electronic project, alongside Nigel Godrick, Jory Waronker, Mauro Rafasco, and Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And you're going to hear a track off that album called Amok. And the track is called Judge, Jury, and Executioner. And then following that at number 16, down from number 9, is Foxygen. And from the album We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic, you're going to hear In the Darkness.
You're so well-versed, Brian. Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17. listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
So maybe a man, there's an elegant land in the dark.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was In the Darkness by Foxygen, and from their latest record, We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic, at number 16, down to number 9. And debuting at number 17 is Adams for Peace's Amok, and you heard a track called Judge, Jury, and Executioner.
All right, Soons is a Montreal-based group who has just released their second full-length album, Image du Futur, and they are on the charts, and we've got Joseph on the line from the band. Joseph, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No problem at all. And so this is your second full-length album. How are you and the band feeling about the release?
We feel good. It's been a long year of work, working towards the second album. You know, you kind of have to start from scratch after a first album. Yeah, we did a lot of touring for the first one up until the end of 2011. And, 2011, basically. And we spent most of the year, you know, of 2012 writing and recording. And so it just, since the record was finished in September, you know, it feels good that it's finally out.
And what was the recording process like for this album?
Well, we essentially recorded in the same studio in Montreal called Break Glass Studios. Jay Slasik from the Bednarz Lakes recorded the album. He runs the studio as well. And I don't know, it was pretty straight up. We did a first session in May and recorded a couple of the songs, and then went back in later in the summer, around in August, I guess. And just recorded about 14, 15 songs total. Pretty fast, within 2 or 3 weeks. They were mixed as well. And then we just had the arduous task of picking which ones went on the album. And kind of, yeah, so it was pretty, you know, it was a pretty straightforward recording method.
And does that become difficult, the task of picking which songs you're going to put on? Is that a difficult process, especially with a dynamic of having, you know, more than being one band member? You've got four. So does that become a more of a difficult process?
I think it can be, but we were treating it as, well, this album especially, we treated it as very much we just wanted to ride out kind of a theme, or just make sure all the songs really fit together. So in a way, it really presented itself pretty obviously. So we were lucky. I don't know if that'll always be the case, but certainly on this album, I think by the time all the songs were out or finished, we kind of knew, you know, 90% of the album, which songs they would be. Sometimes it's a difficult decision to chop a song or two. I remember a bit of that on this album, but I certainly don't regret it. I think we definitely made the right decision.
And talking about theme and song selection, is this album a change in style or direction from your last album, or do you feel like there's some continuity from your last album to now?
I feel like it's in the same spirit as the last album, the same sort of direction. I don't think we veered off any path if we were working towards a goal. You know, it's definitely in the same sort of genre of the last one. It might, if anything, it's a bit more developed, I'd say. Like the we definitely took a lot of care with arrangements this time around. Spent a little bit more time on that, I'd say, than the last record. And yeah, I'd say the songs even are poppier in a way. I mean, there's some choruses even thrown in, which we definitely didn't have on the last record.
All right, there's more with Joseph Yarmusch coming up, but first, we'll get back into the charts. Number 15 this week, down from 11 last week, here's Unknown Mortal Orchestra on the Earshot 20.
Number 15.
Straight.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 14.
Well, we grew like grass together. We soaked up the same sunny rays. Had a few big storms to weather. We were alike in so many ways. I wish I could hear you singing. Your voice has such a lovely sound. And when you come running, my cold heart begins to pound. I feel that magic coming around. It hits me so strong. I feel that magic coming around. You always knew how to hold my attention when you hint at crossing the line. But we never let it go quite that far. But the idea lives in my mind. I wish I could hear you singing. Your voice has such a lovely sound. Yeah, and when you come running, my cold heart begins to pound. I feel that magic coming around. It hits me so strong. I feel that magic coming around. What took you so long?
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Magic by 2 Hours Traffic from their latest called Foolish Blood. Into the program at number 14, up from 26. And before that, you heard at number 15, Down from 11, Unknown Mortal Orchestra. And from their album 2, a track called So Good at Being in Trouble.
Only a few more tracks to bring you until we get into the top 10. And of course, more with Joseph Yarmish from the band Soons. We'll be talking to him and talking to Jim Kilpatrick, a.k.a. Shotgun Jimmy. That's all coming up in the next hour. But first, we're going to take a quick break from the charts. Brian's going to give you the first half of the lowdown, and we even have an Earshot Extra coming from the lowdown this week.
Yeah, here are some of the albums debuting in the top 50 of Earshot this week. At number 50 is Wild Bell and the album Isles, which is the debut record from the Chicago indie rock band. At number 48, Ghost Keeper and the third full-length album from the Calgary Folk and Blues Act, which is called Horse Chief War Thief. At number 46, Kate Nash, then the third album from the English singer-songwriter called Girl Talk. At number 44 is Autre Neveu and an album called Anxiety, which is the second collection of left-field R&B and electronica from the Brooklyn-based singer and producer Arthur Ashen. And at number 41 is Youth Lagoon, and an album called Wondrous Bug House, which is the second album of fuzzy lo-fi, indie rock, and dream pop from Idaho-based musician Trevor Powers.
Just some of the debuts on the charts that you aren't going to hear from. However, you will hear from one of those selections right now. Brian's going to tell you what's coming up.
Yeah, as an earshot extra, you're going to hear HCWT by Ghostkeeper. And as we said, that is debuting at number 48 this week. And that is from their new album, their third album, called Horse Chief War Thief.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
As our twin son approaches and Nick is poached, is it a beginning or an end, like when a snow chips? The abyss is calling on me, a phenom, all these phony hippies sounding, hounding, pounding my knees, buckle. I threw the fish out of water, shot my paddle, folks say, I'm lost, yes, but it's a sweet, sweet death. Until I hear her call, my girl, she called me home, my girl. If you was a planet, well, I'd be home. Girl, if you were stronger, you'd be a black hole, honey. A black hole, honey. The horse chief, headdress and more thief, it's a little strange to become your child. Now, how you gonna spit us up now? Oh, we must be. Shaker, who's that coming? Barack Obama's running.
And at an earshot extra spot this week, Ghostkeeper and HCWT. They're sitting at 48 on the charts this week, and Brian will give you more of the lowdown coming up in the second hour of the program. We've got three more tracks to bring you before we get into the top 10, but before that, we'll have a break. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
All right, you're going to hear at number 13 back into the program, up from 24, Julie Duara and her latest So Many Days. You're going to hear the lead track from that album called Cars and Trucks. After that, number 12 up from 16 is Boy, and from the album Mutual Friends, you're going to hear July. And closing out the set will be number 11 down just three spots, Elephant Stone. And from their latest self-titled record, you're going to hear a track called A Silent Moment.
Stay tuned, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 13.
Go back to sleep and wait for the streets to wake me with the sounds of passing cars and delivery trucks. So now I wake up around 9 o'clock, all by myself in this bed. There's nowhere to be, this day is just for me, but it's raining. Sometimes I just don't feel like it. guess we all have to try, and sometimes you don't wanna, but we all have to try.
Here with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Take off your shoes now. You've come a long way. You've walked all these miles and now you're in the right place. This is your party, and everyone came. Everyone's smiling and singing your name. And the nightmares and monsters, your biggest fears, they seem like years away. No, they won't find you here. Flights, all the sleepless nights, all the smiles and sighs, they brought you here. They only brought you home. Put down the suitcase. Weapon all yours. Struggle is over. You don't need it no more. You can't remember lonely. You forgot about war. Nothing's the same since you walked through this door. And this roof is a blank. Keeping you warm inside the silence after the storm. I'll hold your head, my dear. Make sure no one.
take off your shoes now. You've come a long way. You've walked all these miles and now you're in the right place.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 11.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was A Silent Moment by Elephant Stone and their latest self-titled record, sitting at number 11, down from 8 this week. At number 12, up from 16, is Boy, and from the album Mutual Friends, you heard a track called July. And starting up that set was Cars and Trucks by Julie Durand off of her album at number 13, up from 24, which is called So Many Days.
All right, that is the first 10. When we come back is the top 10. But first, we're going to let you know that we are who we are, and that is the Earshot 20. We're recording and broadcasting live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. And then we send out for syndication to many stations across the nation. No, I'm not a poet. And if I was, I didn't know it. What did you think of that one, Brian?
I didn't ignoring you.
Anyway, we send out for syndication to stations all across Canada, and we'd like to give a shout out to them every hour. So we're going to do that now. Brian's got that handy dandy list.
Yeah, you might be hearing us on one of these many fine stations. And if we missed any, sorry, but just here's a few of them. CKDU 88.1 out of Halifax, Nova Scotia. CFBXEX 92.5 in Kamloops, BC. CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, BC. CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo, BC. CFUV 101.9 in Victoria, BC. CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg, Manitoba. CHSR 97.9 in Fredericton, New Brunswick. CHMA 106.9 in Sackville, New Brunswick. And UMFM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
No matter how you're listening to us, thank you very much for tuning in. And if you've missed any part of this show, we do upload the show so that you can download, stream, how whatever you'd like. And it's radio4all.net. That is radio4all.net. You can find the show and we'll post it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20 when it is uploaded. Stay tuned. There's more on the way.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.